The Rosh in Mesachas Chulin brings down a Yesaidis Tikka Chumra from the Ga'onim in Hilchas Melicha. And that is that if a person shechs an animal and the meat waits 3 days after Shechita, before undergoing Melicha, Melicha no longer works for this piece of meat, because if it sits out for 3 days after Shechita, the meat dries up and the blood gets embedded in the meat and it doesn't emerge from the meat, ayidei melicha, and therefore if a person wants to subsequently be mevashal this piece of meat, it's going to be aser. That is the chumra of the ga'inim, that you have to make sure that the meat doesn't sit 3 days prior to melicha, after shechita, because in that case the meat dries up and the dam gets nivla and it doesn't get extracted ayidei melicha. However, Dr. Rosh B'Shem the Maram, even though we are machmer about melicha and bishul after the meat waits 3 days after shechita, however, tzli helps. If a person wants to be tzoyle it, wants to roast it, where it's directly exposed to the fire, it would, in fact, remove the dam from the piece of meat even after it waits 3 days. And therefore, says the Maram and says the Rosh, that is the only eitzah for a person who didn't salt the meat within 3 days of the shechita. The only eitzah is ayidei tzlia, to roast it instead of cooking it. Now the truth is that some rishonim have a hard time with the chumra of the ga'inim. The Rivash brings down that some ask from different gemaras and chulin, where it sounds like even if you clearly see evidence that the dam has been somewhat embedded in the piece of meat, melicha still helps. For instance, the Gemara says that if it has a black and blue mark, melicha still helps. Or, that's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Gimel. The Gemara also says in Chulin that if, let's say, you're shaver mafrikoso, you break the animal's neck, you make sure that it's completely embedded, the dam, in the basar, nevertheless, according to the girsa of the Rif, and many Rishonim, melicha subsequently helps, even though the person was shevim afrikasa, he completely broke the neck in a way that the dam got very intensely embedded in the basar. Nevertheless, even though the Rishonim do ask from different gemaras that seem to imply that melicha helps even for dam that seems to have been embedded in the basar and been intensely absorbed in the basar, nevertheless, la halacha, in Simin Samach Tes in Yerodeya, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Chumra of the Goyinim LaHalacha, which is how we paskin, that if a person waits 3 days from the Shechita to the Melicha, his only eitz is Tzliya, to roast it, he can't do Melicha and subsequently cook. Now it's interesting, the Trumas Hadeshin does bring down a Machlekes, that if a person is Tzoyle'it after waiting 3 days, perhaps after you do Tzliya, then Bishul does help. That's what the Trumas Hadeshin brings down, but he himself says that no. His Kabbalah is, says the Trumas Hadeshin, that even after Tzli, Bishul doesn't help. But at any rate, this is the Chumra of the Ga'inim brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down an exception to the rule, and this is brought down in the Shari Dura, and that is that if, let's say, during some point within that 3 day period, you soak the piece of meat in water, the soaking softens it, and it restarts the count of 3 days. And this is a very important chumra, which is actually employed in the kashrus and zrushti today. That if you make sure that it's soaked in water, during that 3 day period, it remains mutter, you have a new start, a new count of 3 days, since the water softens up the meat, and it makes sure that it doesn't dry up and cause the dam to be absorbed in the meat. The reason why it comes nageh, let's say, in the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael, where they have meat that's shipped from South America, and there's an abundance of meat where it would be difficult to be mekayim the din melicha right after shechita, and therefore sometimes there's samech on this to have the meat soaked in water during that interval to make sure that it doesn't become osar al tachumras ha'ga'in. Now, there is a machlekes the Birkei Yosef brings down, machlekes la'alocha, about this etza, this exception, about soaking. One shita that the Birkei Yosef brings down is that perhaps it's only mutter to do it once, to restart the count once by soaking it. But if you want to, let's say, extend it for a bunch of three-day periods, you can't continuously soak it. Rather, one time only is adequate to restart the count of 3 days. Others say that no, even l'chatchila, you could, every time you're about to hit the three-day mark, you make sure to soak it, soften the meat, and then you have the recount of 3 days. Now, even the Paiskim that say not to do it, hold that b'dieved, it works, they just say that l'chatchila, a person shouldn't do it more than once. Rak ha'ponim, this is the machlekes brought down in the Chida. The Kaf HaChaim brings down this this discussion. And that is whether l'chatchila, a person should only use this etzah of soaking once, or perhaps even more than once is okay. That's a discussion in the Paiskim. Now, there's a very common application of this halacha, this chumer sagayinim, and that is the tshuva from Rav Moshe. It's not just Rav Moshe who discusses or Rav Avad Yosef discusses it, and many of the other later paiskim, more contemporary paiskim, discuss the shayla, because it's also a very common shayla that comes up in Hilchas Kashrus, in Hilchas Melicha, and that is whether if you freeze the meat, does that prevent the Chumer Saga'inim from taking effect? Perhaps the Chumer Saga'inim is only when the meat is sitting outside in its blood and it dries up, and that causes the blood to embed itself and to get absorbed in the inside of the meat. Perhaps if it's frozen, so everything is stiff, everything is basically paused and everything is held static, nothing moves, nothing changes, this piece of meat is frozen stiff. So perhaps there is no chumer sagainim that goes into effect for such a meat. So that is the question brought in Rav Moshe and Rav Avad Yosef and many other places. So this is a tremendous machlekes. The Minchas Yaakov, and the Prima Godin brings this down. The Prima Godin brings this down, Behetiv. The Minchas Yaakov says, Zok the Prima Godim, what's the halacha if you have bosor that was nikrash? Nikrash means it got congealed. It's not anymore in a regular solid state, but soft. Rather, it got congealed, which the mashmois is that they understand this to mean that it was frozen. So the question is, what is the halacha in terms of bosor that was nikrash? And says the Prima Godin, Memanav Shech, you have a problem on your hands. Why? There's a halacha of Kavash Kamevushal. Kavash Kamevushal means, if let's say you have meat that's sitting in water for 24 hours, it has the halacha of Kavash, and the blias of the water go into the meat, and the blias of the meat go into the water. Kavash Kamevushal. It's like it's cooked together. So is a problem. If you have meat that's korosh in something, it's in a liquid. It's in a liquid, but it's frozen in the liquid. So says the Prima Godin, Manoshech is a problem. If you hold that when you make something nikrash, it has the status of kovosh, then since this piece of meat hasn't yet been salted, so now it's kovosh kamavoshel, and everything is also. Elomai, you don't dan this, you don't render this, you don't assume that this constitutes bishul, because it's not kovosh when it's nikrash. Elomai, it's not nikrash, it's not kovosh, but then it's a case of the chumer sagayinim, where you have meat that was sitting in its blood for 3 days prior to melicha, and this water doesn't have the status of water, because you're telling me it's not kovosh. And the mela, you have the chumer of the gayinim, so he says that the Eitzah then would be, and this is how he's noita lamaisa, that it's not considered kavosh, so it doesn't become automatically osar al kavosh kamavoshal. It's not like it was cooked without malicha, but it doesn't either have the status of being soaked in water, which prevents chumer sagayinim, and therefore you have the chumer sagayinim, and therefore you have to do tzliyah. So you have the Eitzah of tzliyah, which you wouldn't have if it would be kavosh kamavoshal. Azayzak the Primigodim. Now the Primigodim is assuming, l'chayra, that when you freeze a piece of meat in its blood, that doesn't prevent the Chumra Saga'inim from taking effect. It still will remain Aser, because he's saying that in this case of Basa that was Nikrash and liquid, Meman of Shech, it's Aser. If you look at it like it's being placed in liquid for this amount of time, so if it's in liquid, Kavosh Kimavoshon, then you have a problem. You cooked it before Belicha. Elamai, you don't consider it in water, and therefore it's not a problem of Kavosh Kimavoshon, but then it's not in water. So then it's Shailah of Chumr Sagainim, and therefore the only heter is Tzliya. Zakta Orcha Shulchan, no, it's not Kavosh Kimavoshon, but you don't either have the problem of Chumr Sagainim on your hand. Why? Says the Orcha Shulchan, if you freeze a piece of meat in its blood, it doesn't dry out, and therefore the blood doesn't get embedded in the piece of meat. So the count doesn't start. You don't have the problem of the three-day period, because the three-day period is a time frame for the piece of meat to start to dry up and cause the blood to get nivla in the meat. But over here, that you're freezing it stiff, it's like an oven, it's like a stone, nothing transpires, nothing occurs, nothing is mavliya the dam of the basar, and therefore there is no problem of the chumas haga'inim if it's frozen. Ramesha discusses this as well in this Igros Ramesha, this tshuva, and Ramesha says, listen, meisvara, it would be clear to him that you could be mekel. Because it says in Ramesha, when you freeze something, nothing happens. Puk chazi. Look at a piece of meat. Why do you think you freeze it in the freezer? Because you don't want it to dry up. Otherwise it would get spoiled. So you see from the Metzias that when you freeze it, it doesn't dry up, that nothing happens, so the dam doesn't get nivla in the basa. So says Ramesha, if you just take a look at the simple Metzias of what occurs when you freeze something, it's clear that it's like an oven, it's like a stone, it doesn't get nivla, and therefore you don't have a problem on your hands. The Mela, says Ramesha, Meisvara would seem to him that you could be mekel and assume that it's not considered a problem of the Chumas HaGoyim. And Zok Ramesha Vaiter, and even if you tell me, says Ramesha, that, what about the Primigodim? The Primigodim seems to be Machmir, the Minchas Yaakov, says the Ramesha, I would argue, says Ramesha, that they are not talking about a case where the meat was really, truly frozen. They were talking about that it was somewhat congealed, somewhat solidified, but it wasn't mamish, frozen stiff like a stone. Says Ramesha, I would argue that even they would agree that if it was completely frozen, the count doesn't go ahead, and you don't have the problem of the Chumra Saga'inim when you have this case of frozen meat. However, Halacha L'maisa, says Ramesha, and this is the way most assume L'maisa, even though Meisvara, it would be very logical to assume that it would be Mutter, even L'chadchilo, says Ramesha, L'chadchilo you should be Machmer, because L'maisa, you have this Primigodim, you have the Menchas Yaakov, you have some Shittas that seem to be Machmer. So says Ramesha, certainly, b'shas atzoyich, b'shas atchak, there's what to be mekel on. And he allows a person to be mekel in some type of extenuating circumstance. However, l'chadchilo, Ramesha says, should try to be machmer and refrain from using the etza of freezing it to prevent the chumas haga'inim from taking effect.